Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
So, I'm supposed to be talking about the power of persuasion. When did I decide that? I tell you what, it's been a long weekend. Most of you had a weekend, I hope, of just taking it easy and doing what you wanted to do. And here I was, out gallivanting across the country and back. St. Louis to Washington, D.C. and back, from the time that I was speaking to you Friday until last night, with a little side stop off in Indiana. And I met some incredible ladies with a passion for trying to help make society better. And I understand there are so many people that want to make society better. I admire them. I admire them so much for wanting the world to be a better place, because it seems easier to focus outside than inside. I listen to people put themselves down. It doesn't matter whether they're male or female, and I'm going to say it again right here. I only recognize one divide of our species, and that's male and female, and that's a natural divide. And everything else has been labeled by human beings as a separation. And as long as we fall into those divides, someone usually gets made out to be less, and someone gets made out to be more. There's little opportunity for equality. And when I speak of just the male and female, that's an easy thing to look at. We're built the same, all the women. We're built the same, all the men. Our physicality, our physiology, who we are physically, is basically the same. We have two legs, two arms, a head on top of our neck. And we may be short, tall, we may be skinny or fat. We may have a different color of our largest organ that shows to everyone when every other organ is hid. But that's not by choice. But what we do with our mind, what we do with this awesome double barrel brain, as I call it, the creative right, the logical left, put them together, let the mind work things out, going to the smallest common denominator, that which is like, you can solve anything. So men and ladies, ladies and gentlemen, sweet perfume and leather jackets, what you do with this awesome power you have to create, being born of a creator, stop labeling the creator, accept that somehow, some way we were created, and that you have a purpose here to do something more with your life than to sit around and watch others do something with their life, or to tell someone else what to do with their life, can make all the difference in the world for you. It's Monday, and I'm here, and it's a fun day, and I was late, and I apologize. I was unloading the car early, thinking that it was later. I went to get on my show, and I was an hour early or a little before. And then I got wrapped up in knowing I had gained an hour, and I lost track of time. My phone was still on Eastern time. I woke on a natural schedule, as always. And here I thought, because my phone said it was a certain time, I had in my mind created that. It was already that time. I was early, now I'm late. You see, time. the things I still have to do in my day have little to do with the time clock that people keep track of in a job. We could work at whatever time of the day that we worked best. And if you were good enough at what you did, you could use the power of persuasion to get to work the hours you wanted to work if you did a job that was solo. You were responsible for every detail and people could trust you to do it and you did a job well. Piece of cake, power of persuasion. Everyone could learn something to be good at. These ladies that I met, the ones who were nominated as ladies leading from the heart, have done some really cool things with their lives. I felt honored to stand amongst them and wondered why. They are doing a lot of social good things for their community. Anywhere from helping youth with finances, understanding what it is. A lady who was in banking for 20 plus years and also has other experience helping them. And letting them know that we don't have things in common with a lot of other countries. That in America, we go for 30-year mortgages. Some people opt in for less. But that it's not uncommon for people to have a 7 to 10-year mortgage. So let's think about that one. Who makes more money if you finance longer? A bank. So she's helping the youth understand this dynamic of finances at a young age. There was a lady that because a family member was arrested and accused in a shooting, when she asked her niece, and she knew her niece well enough, she knew that she had not done the crime. And when the defender was asked a direct question by her about, do you believe in her? Speaking of the niece, do you believe in her? She said, not really. The auntie was done. We don't need to be here with you. And she went to bat for her niece, and she realized how many people plea bargain out, and she didn't feel right about that. So she began to work against plea bargains because the innocent become a number, become revenue, become everything else and have a record. And what good does that serve our country? I've said it was so wrong when I watched the youth end up with some kind of record before they're 18. Possession, alcohol, marijuana, something. Now firearms, whatever it might be. So what does that do for our youth? Well, I already have a record. So what? I already got a record. Life doesn't look good. There's no jobs. So there were people fighting for humanity, believing that people are still basically good, but it's a system of control that is hurting us. And many of you who listen to me know how I feel about all that. That we've allowed the labeling. Anything beyond male-female is made up. We're creators by nature. Male, upward and onward you go. Happy going there and you're working with your woman, right? Yeah, you are. It's the way it goes. Ladies, we take the world in. It's the way we're built. We'll take in the stray cat and the stray guy. If we think we can help him make him better from what we see in him that he could be, he's all ours. He's mine. We'll make up stories about how great he is so we can go on a date. And then when we can no longer prop him up because they don't seem to be going forward anymore, we don't know what to do. The guy that's bigger and what we consider better than us isn't anymore. He relies on us. We can't take care of it all. We don't know what to do. We've fed a pack of lies to our families about how great, yeah, because we believe in you. You guys have done the same with us girls. But what really matters is that you become good at someone. Yeah, I said that, didn't I? Who you were meant to be. What you like to do. And as you become good at it, and you can offer more value to the world, you have power of persuasion. Meaning, you can offer something of value to someone who can offer value back to you, and you have a mutual exchange, and you both feel good. Everyone wins. If you never learn to be good at something, you don't know what it is. And yet we have our students who are learning things they don't want to learn, not learning the things they need to learn. You sure, you know what you remember? Someone telling you the things you weren't good at. You remember those, don't you? You can't do it that way. That's not the right way. You're not good at that. Why can't you do better? Never persuading you. They were dissuading you from becoming good. And here was the tragedy. What you were not good at was something you were not interested in. What you were good at, by golly, you were good at. And you would work your hardest to persuade someone to let you be part of that. Let me try it. Let me do it. I can do it. And if you had grown up doing that, you would be incredible. So this group of ladies that I was with, they are doing some really cool things in their community. They're filling gaps that aren't being met by government. Government only exists because we're here. It's an illusion. It isn't a real thing. Yeah, people work there, I get that. But it only exists because people go to work, create values, and they take from them the values. If that's not clear enough, try to play a card game with a missing card. The house of cards could fall at any time. And it will require people with love in their hearts to not pick up those pieces that controlled us all, but to have these things in place always. But they have to make money doing it, and most of them were not. So knowing that a government only exists because business exists, and that if you're like me, you've worked in business, and you maybe didn't even like business, but you didn't really understand that it wasn't business that was bad. Business had to do what it had to do to make money, to thrive, because it had to do more than survive. And it had no means to just take from people because they needed money. If they got a loan, they had to pay it back. Unlike government, that gets money from us all the time and couldn't exist without us because the values they bring to society come because of business. So this alliance of businesses, these ladies that I met, thank you so much to my friend Cheyenne. Cheyenne, you rock. She rocks. She brought together some incredible ladies. We had an incredible day together in Washington, D.C. because we all cared about people and doing incredible things to try to ensure the future for the children. Our banner said, for the love of our children. And I said, not just our children, for our children's children. We have to be seeing that far out. That's the problem with today. We haven't been. We are operating based on the past, which is not at all like the present. We have to do things now that will ensure the future. We can't let our children continue to operate like we did. We knew we were good in certain subjects, and we need to go there right then. Those subjects caught our eye. They tickled our fancy. They turned us on. They wowed us. We can never let another group of children be put down when they're not good at something they don't really want to do. There are core subjects that they need to know. They need to know how they impact them. But they're not taught that. So this group of women, a lot of them are doing things to show them how they're impacted. There were some stories. There were numbers thrown out. There was love being shared. I had one lady come up and give me, we got hugs, but one particular lady hugged me and say, "I love you, and I just met you." Said, "Yeah, I know the feeling." You see, value creators recognize value in others, and they're not jealous or envious over values people make. They see something someone makes and they go, "Wow, if we do this, we unite here, we do that. Look what we could have for that whole. But look what we can get for ourselves, because we have to take care of ourselves first." One lady, Tamisha, awesome, sharp lady, so full of life, so awesome. Some called her Tamisha, some said Tamika. Not really sure how she says it, because she didn't really have to say her name when she started to speak. We were just there to hear who she had become in her life, what her value was. What made her smile and shine the way she did from the very first time that I saw her? At 5-something in the morning. There were people that wouldn't get up that early in the morning. There are people that would not get up that early in the morning because they haven't done something that drives them ahead. But everyone could do this. The power of persuasion. Some people think, and you got to listen to people, what's the value they have personally brought to the table? Not the people they've rallied. See, Cheyenne has done something besides just brought us all together. She has done things. She's created things. She just aligned us all. But the alignment of us is of value, and it's going to change the world. Because each one of us brought a value to the table. There's nobody there that can suck off of somebody else. There are people that have charisma that charms the pants off someone. But you have to look to whether they were the one that created the value or a value created themselves, or if they're just using other people to look good. How can you impact people in a positive way? And what is persuasion? I've shared with you some things that give you the power of persuasion. And that's by getting good at something you love to do and telling people how valuable it is and where it would be of value and getting them to get behind you, surrounding yourself with geniuses. I don't usually separate. Even by male-female, because it's a natural separation. I don't need to cause any more separation. Separate. By the color of our largest organ that we each have, our skin. That'd be ridiculous. But I do understand that someone has to be of value in order for me to be around them and hang out for very long. I don't hang out with the ones that aren't, but I will try to help them for a while, and I hope I impact them in a big way. We need to understand that we all have this ability and that we were told we weren't good at things, and they were always the things we didn't even want to do. So forget if you heard you weren't good at something you didn't want to do. Think what you felt inside for what you like to do. We need to understand this because if we don't see behind the person doing persuasion, we can become the loser. This is so important. And you must be honest with yourself when you're attempting to do anything. If you can't afford to buy a car, don't buy it. If you want to go on a date, oh, you can't buy a date, or can you? What about a dress? Or if you do anything outside of yourself? Well, anytime you're doing something outside of yourself, there's an opportunity for someone else to get what they want rather than you getting what you want. You can become a great value creator, a business of your own. Wow. Does our need to be accepted allow others to persuade us into doing things that may not be good for us? Yes, it does. Don't let someone persuade you you're not good at something you didn't even care to be good at. Get good at something you can be good at. I appreciate you guys. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'm an hour ahead. I gained an hour. Thank you for being with me at Blog Talk Radio. We're the everyday people. We make the world go round. I looked into that city and said, wow, they exist because people...